Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Sorry, gang, that we haven't been on sooner. We've been really busy. Plus, we were having some major technical difficulties in even getting these recordings to work. But the more exciting news is that Douglas is working on a book that will be coming. Well, it's actually out. Now we begin the editing on it, and it's on the very exciting topic, Scythianus. And I know people are just going to be dying to go get that book.
I know.
But it is important. Why?
Because Scythianus' other names are Sig, Siegfried, Sigurd, and he, Wotan, Perder. I mean, who wouldn't be interested in that? No, this is an obscure topic that is the last installment of a series that we did called Masters and Avatars. And we left the best till the end because it was really hard to figure out. So I've been researching this for decades, and I finally got to figure it out because I got to merge the study of DNA and haplogroups and archaeomythology, and every discipline known to man is actually poured into the study of the migrations of human beings on the Earth. And they still are just now, I mean, like every day, coming out with new research that shows that, strangely enough, this character, Dr. Rudolf Steiner, was absolutely right in what he said about the migrations of people, even going back to what we would call prehistory. So to me, this is so exciting because this being Scythianus was the leader of the Slavs, the leader of the Norse, the Icelandic stories of the Norse mythologies. The Kalevala was inspired by Scythianus. On and on and on. It's just absolutely magnificent that we've been able to put this together. And besides myself and a few other people, probably no one will be interested in this. But if you are interested in the most hidden of all masters, who is the key to understanding human spiritual development in the ideas that are put forth in this book, then this would be the article for you. It's actually an article. And
no, it's more than an article, and once it's edited, I'll put it in an ebook format so that you guys out there can download it and share it among your friends.
And recently, we just put out one on Anna Kingsford, and that book is another one of these things that crosses the bridge with the glass bead game and goes over to our other avatars. You know, we have a variety of avatars that we use, and it's really marvelous because the avatars of Odin and Frigg are actually the very characters that affected Scythianus, because Odin was really Buddha, and his son was Wotan, and Wotan was Sig, or Sigurd, and so Siegfried, he's Scythianus. So this is so exciting for those of us who have been trying to put together the pieces of this puzzle for so long.
So let's jump forward now to today. And it's such an exciting time because we just see the CARES Act signed. And how I see this is that this time, the Main Street, regular folks in America are going to be bailed out, not the big banks. We simply couldn't sustain the debt. And it was all going to collapse. But this time, it's going to collapse in Americans' hands and not the big banks. Is that the way you read this?
Oh, absolutely. Plus, this is the most genius thing. One of the reasons that we haven't been too specific about this is we had to see what he was going to do, Trump, and to see his plan. Well, his plan was beyond anything anyone could have imagined, okay? This is so historic, it could not have been predicted. Not only that, if you look very closely, it not only is another Trump effect, because they had tried to attack him with this, with, you know, they were even going to, you know, they even thought about impeaching him for the coronavirus and, of course, blaming him for it and so on and so forth. But it was an attack on the economy, and we know this. And who was leading the attack? That was the U.S. Federal Reserve. And now what has happened? You see it in articles everywhere, exactly what we had said it looked like was going to happen. Trump is basically using this as an opportunity to take over the U.S. Fed. And now that you see that BlackRock is doing these magnificent deals that have never been done in history, and that the U.S. Fed is buying things for the U.S. Treasury, and then the U.S. Treasury gets to hold them as assets, these things, there's a half a dozen different new things that have been created so that the United States Treasury, which we told you from the beginning, Trump has been working through the Treasury always, always, always. And he's been working feverishly, especially with sanctions, with manipulating people who are evil, and changing the outside world economy without telling a single person about it, except for good old Mnuchin. Now, Mnuchin's the most powerful man in the world because he, with the U.S. Treasury and the plunge protection team, had to be called in because what was happening, the U.S. Fed, as we told you, was trying to get their assets out of the market. And they did. And then they bought the debt of the central banks for the U.S. Fed, bought the debt of all the big banks so that supposedly the U.S. Fed couldn't fail. And I was getting kind of depressed about that. Some of the conclave members were like, well, this is terrible. I really don't see a way out of this. We didn't see a way because we couldn't have a big enough imagination to see what Trump was going to do. So what he's done now, basically, he is going to turn the debt, $22 trillion, into an asset. Because let's remember, the whole world is based upon our currency, and that currency is based upon a debt that we owe to the U.S. Fed. Well, hello, that's an asset. Now, it's a debt to us if we have to pay it off, but if we just subsumed the U.S. Federal Reserve, that debt becomes our asset overnight. But this won't happen overnight. That's the reason that you see all of these new monetary vehicles for transferring the wealth of the Fed to the U.S. Treasury. Now, Betsy had said this from day one because of the dollar bill. She just looked at it and said, well, looky here.
No, it's a $100 bill.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was staring at the $100 bill one day, the new one. And I go, why are they making this change? And then you really look deeper, let your imagination look at that, and you realize it's right in your face what they're doing. They're bringing in the new U.S. Treasury $100 bill right in front of you as the old fiat Federal Reserve currency is slowly moving off that bill.
You see, Big Pharma, Big Pharmaceutical, owns our bloodstream. And that owns everything because money goes back to people. And if people are sick or afraid of being sick or can't leave their house or martial law or medical martial law or whatever you want to call it that these governors are putting on people, which should be illegal, because there is no evidence that this is an epidemic. There's evidence it's a pandemic. Yes, the statistics they use are 141 nations. It's more like 190 nations have all been contaminated by this. Why? Because China didn't tell anybody, and they said they were sending people all over the world on their airplanes. And hello, that is the number one petri dish for breeding viruses in the whole world. And so when the Brits released it in China, not the Americans, the Chinese really didn't know what to do, so they were trying to just cover up and thought it'd be okay. But it spread. So you can call it a pandemic because it's reached all these nations, but it's not an epidemic. It's not as bad as the flu. But here's the great thing. We're now prepared for the flu, the seasonal flu, because Trump just poured tons of money into the very vehicles that the NIH uses to handle these type of events. Now, you've seen it in 1,000 movies, the pandemic, you know, the virus is going to be released. It's a little vial. They're going to put it in the water and blah, blah, blah. You know, we've seen it a million times. That's no joke, folks. Bioweapons are real. And they've been used on us in America, wittingly and unwittingly, for a long, long time. They call it big pharmacy, big pharma. Every pill you take probably came from China, and you may get the pill. In that pill, you may have the drug you want. You will also find usually just as much filler, and in that filler are poisons that people are allergic to. That's the reason that you have so many side effects. Well, who does that? Big Pharma has China make these pills for us, and then we're surprised. We had told you 4 years ago, number one enemy is China. We have to get completely out of any deal with China, period, done. Not only that, we have to stop their aggressive attacks and murdering of Tibetans, and then, of course, taking over Taiwan and the oil they're stealing from from their incursion in the South China Sea, and so on and so forth. It's 1,000 things they do, but you can't trust anything they're doing. So what we're saying is this is the greatest opportunity not to just change the tariffs with China, to become independent of China. We should make our own medicines here, or else those pharmaceutical companies shouldn't be allowed to sell medicines in America.
Well, I love it, the way that Trump calls this, that he's a wartime president, and we are fighting an invisible enemy. Because our audience know who that invisible enemy is. It's the British monarch that's hiding behind the, I'm going to call it CV, because we think when we say this word and causing us to be censored. So let's just call it CV. Y'all all know what that is. But it's the Queen of England.
Absolutely.
And they haven't shown their face to the world. They are using the invisible germ. It's like the boogeyman, but people won't buy a boogeyman argument. So it becomes the germ that you can't see, the invisible enemy. And so with this funding that Trump has, is he able to use any of this money to take down the operations that we are seeing coming out of Pirbright and Muriel and Kinetic?
Without a doubt, they probably have fantastic sanctions on them now, and the British are suffering, and the monarchy itself is suffering because they had to play the game. And when everyone else was seeing the virus go crazy, you saw Britain wasn't doing, you know, no occurrences, impossible. And then one day, thousands of occurrences, and now lots of occurrences. And you get to see crazy propaganda coming out of the crown and their imperial institutions and their official spokespeople saying that it was going to, you know, get millions of people, 70-80% of Brits would get it. Now, these kind of projections are, let me put it in perspective, are 50% of Americans getting the flu this year? Probably. And probably the majority of them, certainly more than the majority of them, have absolutely no symptoms. Why? Because that flu spreads from person to person in the crazy way that we see this coronavirus. Yes, the only reason that the CV is so panicky now is because they have a test that can identify it specifically. The standard flu, each season, they cluster the... Every flu could be different. Every person who comes into the hospital with the flu could have a different virus. A different flu virus. There's 584 that they've categorized that I know of. And every year there's more. So when you're looking at this CV, it is not an epidemic. It is less than it would be a version of a common cold.
You recently did a post where you looked at the actual numbers and statistics here. What did you find?
It is so incidental. Even worldwide, even looking at the statistics now, they want to say, and by the way, the statistics in China are certainly not true. If you believed any of that, then you'd buy plastic rice from them also. So as we look at the whole world, to say 600,000 people have been infected by CV, well, big deal. You know how many people already a month ago had the common flu throughout the world? Over a million. So it's not an unnatural thing that you get this, you don't even know it, and you have absolutely no symptoms whatsoever. Why? Because you were strong enough to overcome it. That's what they're finding is the case. They had a person who was 101 years old who, you know, on his deathbed recovered from it. Why? Because as we pointed out, and you saw the headlines here and there, there are 65, 69 different drugs or treatments that are used to stop viruses, especially these CV viruses that are very common. That's the reason it's got that number at the end. That's just the ones that they have patents on. There are many others. And they're trying to create it out of every single animal possible. Now, it's the shrimp dealer in China. It was the shrimp dealer. You know that, right?
No.
Person zero.
No.
Oh, yeah, they say now. What, they went back and they found him. He ain't dead, but he is person zero because he was being nasty when he was cooking up that shrimp.
Yeah, because Trump wants to know where the origins of this is. And so I would imagine that Chairman Xi Jinping would also like to know the origins of this. So they've got to find the origin. So it's a poor shrimp farmer, right? Or the shrimp fisher?
Yeah.
When it's not. You need to look at Pirbright Institute and this Muriel Health Center, is it called?
Muriel Animal Hospital.
Yes, just down the street from Wuhan, and it all has Britain written all over it.
It's owned by Britain and the Queen, and it's ran by M, Elizabeth Manningham Buller, and basically she uses a group called Kinetic as her, I would call it the rogue CIA or rogue intelligence, so the rogue British intelligence, and we know exactly where it came from because we just made a list of where these things came from. And in all cases, the stories of the where this person zero or where it happened that this virus jumped from a human or from an animal to a human and then turned into, in some cases, a retrovirus is just pure stupidity. If you believe that, you'd believe anything.
Well, the CDC would like us all to believe that. And they would also like to believe that vaccinations is the solution, not treatments.
That's as stupid as can be. Let me just frame that for you. Okay, here's the deadly black plague, and it's happening in the neighborhood. Okay, let's go over there and just get that virus and bring it over here because I'm scared of it and take a little piece of it and shoot it in me and hope that that's going to keep me from getting the virus, the black plague. That's pure stupidity. And so I can tell you, the CDC is based upon vaccines, and that's pure stupidity. The NIH, the National Institute for Health, pure stupidity. This is based upon selling drugs. We pointed out that anything, we showed that there were, I didn't count them, but I just took the ones that were active that everybody knows of, especially the ones that already have drug names for that particular substance, because why? If it's got a drug name, it's already been approved in some country, and the treatment has been used for 20 years. But in America, do you think they'd even look at one of those 60 treatments to treat viruses? No, not one of them has been studied in America. In other words, we need to fire everybody in the CDC, fire everybody in the NIH. And basically, that's what's happening. In front of everybody, Trump is now educating people on the fact that the flu and pneumonia is given out in those shots. We don't need the shots. And we don't need vaccines.
And it's a good idea that we all learn better hygiene, wash our hands, and stop the social construct called shaking hands. These things alone could take care of thousands of
absolutely
unnecessary deaths.
Yes. All these precautions now that we are using will help stop flu and pneumonia.
Thomas Douglas, if we look at this, though, from the spiritual event that is occurring in humanity, we've seen for years this buildup of what the shift would look like. And here it is. We're riding the shift, this shutdown of the globe of so many people that are alone in their homes. If you look onto YouTube and just type in Hollywood celebrity quarantined, you will see an array of crazy stuff that's going on with these people who are so used to fame that they don't know what to do with themselves all by themselves in their homes. It really has become this matter of self-reflection. It's like it may be at one time when these things occurred, we would have seen Noah and an ark, but now we're in a place of consciousness where for a few weeks, we're on our arc.
Yes, and essentially, if you believe your own PR, your own press releases, then you're a psychotic person. Because what are you putting in your press releases? What are you putting when you go on television, when you make a movie? Lies. That you're a con artist. That you can convince people that what you're saying is true when in fact it is not. Now, leave those people alone and the demons that actually they are playing with to get the power come and eat them. And there's actually names for those demons.
And you're seeing it take place right there if you watch their YouTubes.
Those people are collapsing because they have nobody to tell them who they are. They think they are who they're telling people they are. And when they find out, when they get alone and have some self-reflection, they find out that they're nothing. That they're worse than nothing. That they've done horrible stuff. They've lied. They have been, for instance, I could name certain people, but people who have made billions of dollars who have done nothing but sensationalistic nonsense that never really helped anyone. And then they're alone with themselves and they don't have their servants. They don't have their 27 staff members to help them. You know what happens to them? They wither up and die right in front of your eyes. And that's what we're seeing.
But it's also a place and a space where parents might look at schooling in a different way. I mean, when we live in Michigan, and this governor is thinking about just closing the schools down for the school year, and I go, well, wait a minute. Well, then what about education? Oh, you mean it wasn't really about the children's education. It was really about their indoctrination, and you can't handle it, so we're going to send everybody home for the fall. Well, the teachers, do they get paid? And as a taxpayer, do I get that money back? You know, I pay my property taxes to provide for education and schooling. And what is schooling? When our kids are online all the time and they have their computers, why do they need to go to a big warehouse with other children and be indoctrinated by these evil people? So I'm seeing in my own emails that are coming to me, a lot of parents looking at homeschooling or some kind of hybrid between what public education is and what they can do.
The emperor's new clothes ain't there. They're naked. And Governor Whitless of Michigan, who some say was going to be Biden's vice presidential nominee for his campaign, which is absolutely absurd, seeing that she is 100% witless and now she wants to do battle with Trump. Doesn't she know the Trump effect? We're describing to you that everything out there is becoming revealed for what it is. And this is one of the hugest moments of global consciousness, okay? There has never been a moment like this. And what we're dealing with is the beings who come in, who actually indwell in the people who love the seven deadly sins. And those would be the people in Washington, D.C., who are there for their vested interests, their greed, their avarice, their pride, their lust, their, you know, gluttony. I mean, those are the gluttons there. And they can't, like Joe Biden, what a glutton. He hasn't stolen enough money from America. He now wants to be the president so that he can then, he won't even know where he is. He doesn't know where he is. And yet the Democrats are still crying that they need more, want more. You just got to see who they are with the CARE Act. They tried to put everything in there, including giving illegal aliens full medical benefits, full every benefit, every. George Soros. Insanity. And by the way, Governor Whitless of Michigan is a George Soros puppet.
Yes, but we're moving into an age now where we really see things the way they are. So many veils have been lifted in the last few years that we can't help but see the truth.
Yes, and we have been saying that Trump should work on this list of about a dozen things. And what we can see now is that now, at this moment, he is focused on the U.S. Fed. Why? Because he looked straight at them and said, I don't believe that I owe you a penny. That's the reason he racked up $2 trillion in debt with the Fed. Why? It's odious debt. He knows it's never going to be paid back. He knows he can take that debt, transform it into something positive. So what Trump is doing is never been done before. He is showing that the U.S. Fed and the stock market, first off, they tried to attack him, as I've said before so many times, with economics, with currency, with impeachment, with a coup, with trying to cast aspersions at him in every way possible, with the Mueller, everything they could, and they want a depression. They want to take him down economically, but that is a national security issue. So when this pharmaceutical false flag, which unfortunately the Chinese were. Again, unwitting, but then they were unwitting with all the other ones
originated in China. Not reporting
exactly.
They're still wrong for not reporting it, and it has cost the American economy trillions of dollars. And I say that we need to find some kind of way to look at our trade imbalance with China and kind of even that out for what China cost us because it didn't report it. But the origins, that's a whole different question, and both China and America need to look and find out the origins of it.
Yes, so Trump is subsuming the Fed. Now, that no one could have ever imagined before. When you embrace your enemy that you owe the money to and you marry them, guess what? You don't owe them the money anymore. That's what's happening. Now, we could have never, no one could have ever imagined that. We knew that this was going to come, the moment was going to come, that the Fed would have to be unattached to the U.S. Treasury, because why? We don't need the Fed. We never needed the Fed. That was odious debt, war debt, created by British bankers who took over American banking in 1913. The U.S. Federal Reserve can be completely bankrupt by one vote of Congress. They only exist because every few years they vote to have them continue. All we have to say is the Congress just says no. We no longer have good faith
in
you.
But it sounds like Trump has already made a move to damage the Federal Reserve, and then explain that, but also what are the effects of that on the British Imperial Empire that the Fed is down?
It does them in. Because the Brits live off of vampirizing America. You know, their Commonwealth nations are good for resources and for manipulation of people. But they have done that historically so much there's nothing left except Rio Tinto and all the holdings for the golden shares in the companies that they have infiltrated in America under the auspices of being Canadian or American or whatever. But the point is that they control America. So if we stop the Fed, then that stops basically the money that is being paid out every few years to the tune of, you know, $10 billion, $14 billion. Last time they would only pay them $4.5 billion and the Fed got mad when the Fed turned in a bill. Does anybody know the Fed turns in a bill? There's really nobody at the Fed. So who is it we're paying literally billions of dollars a year to and saying that they're part of the government when they aren't? And that they don't have to pay taxes, which they don't.
Well, that would be the owners of the Federal Reserve, and they're there for all of us to see, and these are the bankers.
And we have already shown who those people are. And basically, BlackRock, who's going to do these deals, is the worst of all. So when it comes down to it, what I really think is funny, and I'll just have to say, you know, hip, hip, hooray to our president. He's using a company that he's going to basically flush down the toilet later. BlackRock is doing all these deals. Well, the deals aren't going to mean anything. The deals are a way for the Treasury to subsume the assets that I was screaming and yelling about, that the Fed was clearing their debt off of their balance sheets. They were had put their money in the stock market. They bought up all these the bad debt of banks, and then they were giving these overnights to all the banks to do what? To basically give them credit to shore up their fractional banking, to allow them to continue fractional banking. In other words, to run things that they were. But when the money went to almost zero, then Trump can borrow as much as he wants. So we're getting $2.2 trillion? No, we told you. No. We told you from the beginning it would not be that. Here's the total that's going to be $20 trillion. $22 trillion. You want to know why? Because he's going to subsume the debt of the Fed and turn it into an asset, and that's going to be how he pays for all of this.
If you are stressed out because you see all that money coming into the economy and then you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to create an amazing amount of inflation. These are not normal times. What we're looking at is a reset of our financial system. So now we'll have, what, $20 trillion as a basis for our economy? Is that what we're saying?
Oh, that'll just be the beginning.
And then it's just...
Because they got to do something with all these bundled mortgages, these security, bad security, you know, triple A when they were actually complete garbage. So these garbage bundled mortgages are all on the stock market, and Trump knows this. So he's going to break the back of MERS. He's going to break the back of the stock market. He's done that. He's already shown that it's a scam. And then he let the Fed do what it's doing. Well, guess why he let them do what they were doing? They were pulling back all their assets into the thing he was going to subsume. We don't care. Right now, they have on their balance sheet, right now, the Fed has, for the first time, $5 trillion debt on their balance sheet. Okay, the Fed can't even really have a debt. They shouldn't have a debt. They're not even supposed to have the capacity to have a debt. Well, why do they have that debt? Because they bought all these bad mortgages. Well, why are they doing that? To cover up so that the banks won't crash until they got all their money out of the stock market, until they got all their money out of the currency exchange, which we just saw that. We've explained that to you. All that gold going back to Britain and Germany and Japan and everywhere else. That's all lies. That's the Fed paying off their debt that they were probably stealing because they... It's very difficult to explain this. But as currency is exchanged, the Fed is the mediator of that. Do you think they weren't skimming off the top? Of course they were. They were getting way more than the little percentage that we pay them to do that. So when it comes down to it, they were manipulating markets after they bought into the markets. They were manipulating banks after they bought chunks of the banks. They were manipulating currency after they sold out our currency and tried to sell us out to the Russians and to the Chinese. So everything that Powell and the Fed could do, they've already done. The moment that it went to zero interest rates, what would happen, do you think Trump would do? He's a businessman. If it went to negative interest rates, which he keeps telling them, how dare you allow other central banks to go to negative interest rates and we aren't even at zero, which you gave to Barack Obama for 8 years and you didn't raise it, you know, you gave him a golden platter. You give me nothing. And so it was forced to go to that because why? They were seeing that they couldn't keep manipulating all this pouring of money back into the Fed and the central banks unless they kept the Trump boom going. And that's what we said. They bought into the Trump boom. But now, unfortunately, the poor Fed didn't know that the globalists and the big farm just decided to pull out the stops and say, for Britain, so Britain could get a deal with China and America and the European Union because of Brexit, they pulled out all the stops and one of their rogue groups simply activated what they do every year, which is release man-made viruses to see if they can get one virulent enough to harken back to the Spanish flu. You know, they want hundreds of millions dead, you know, 50 to 100 million dead. That's what they want. That is their goal. Why do you think they have been crossbreeding that very virus since they have isolated it?
Yeah, but that goal is to use that as an excuse to terrify people who will then give up their rights. And they were using it as a globalist gobble-up of nations.
The FEMA camps were made ready for Hillary. What do people think was going to be put in the FEMA camps? It wasn't going to be the people coming across the southern border because she was giving them, you know, mansions in Bel Air. She's giving them free medical, though Americans don't get free medical. We have to pay copays. Giving them free education, give them free everything. And if you're homeless, or say you're homeless, as a undocumented alien, in other words, a criminal who has come into this country, who is an illegal criminal alien, no, if they go to school, they get free education, they get food, they get clothing, they get a shelter, they get whatever they want. And it is the school's job to provide that by law.
Well, what about those Bernie supporters when they get their check in the mail or deposited directly into their direct deposit accounts by Donald J. Trump?
Well, I'm glad you said that, Betsy, because what we're seeing now is the most amazing thing that couldn't have ever happened in history, except for Donald Trump, who decided to become a Republican simply because he thought that they wouldn't be as bad to him as the Democrats would be. Well, that's true. So what is he now? He is giving everything that Bernie is promising. He's given the full thing, all of the socialist promises. He's dropped student payments on their student debt.
Well, the interest right now.
The interest?
Yes, the interest is not being accumulated.
But as soon as things settle, he's already said after the first of the year, he's considering dropping it all together and looking at restructuring that whole thing.
And remember, this isn't, and no, it could be a step into creating the universal basic income, but that's really not what's going on here. This is money that's getting into the grassroots of America to get our economy started up again and to allay the fears of those that may be worried that they have any money.
This is a stimulus package. Let me remind you.
To the people.
That when Obama did the stimulus package, we don't know where the money went. A lot went to his designated non-governmental organizations. A lot went to complete corruption. $800 billion gone. We saw some of it come into the school systems. It ruined the school systems. It federalized them and basically took control of everything where that money went. Became totally controlled by the federal government and took over states' rights. How about the other stimulus package of $850 billion that literally 2 weeks later, when they ask Paulson, where did you spend this money? He said, I don't know. And they said, well, you can't say that. You know, we're recording you right here. You know, you just spent $850 billion. Can you not tell us who you gave it to? He goes, there's really no way that we can track that. That's where that money went. Really no way we can track it. To the banks too big to falter. In other words, what the Fed is doing for those central banks now is where that $850 billion went. Where did the $800 billion stimulus package of Obama go? Oh, that would be exactly what Nancy Pelosi tagged on to the House of Representatives deal to the CARE Act. That would be free everything for all aliens and free every crazy Democratic idea, including the Green New Deal, which is sheer psychosis, and everything else that she tacked on. That is who those people are. That's what they use that money for. Nobody got that money. Okay, Trump comes in, he gives us a tax deal. He puts generally $2,000 in almost everybody's pocket if they're paying any taxes and blah, 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 blah. The stimulus, his tax stimulus package creates the best that we've ever seen in human American history. And then what happens? They say, that's it. We got to take him down. We can't allow 4 more years of this. 4 more years of us all being prosperous.
No. We're going for 8 because we're going to be on this recording after all the 2020 elections over, saying, no, this first 4 years was not a peaceful transition of power. It was a coup d'etat. It was an overthrow. And Trump deserve, and the American people deserve 4 more years, an opportunity for a full 8 years of a full strength Trump presidency. And folks, we can do it, because if there are enough of us, we can get a constitutional amendment written just for this particular case. I'm not advocating open term limits for the president. In this particular situation, though, I want us to look at it hard, because Trump was attacked his first 4 years by the opposition.
Yes, it was not a peaceful transition of the government. We still see that the resistance is still going on to this very minute. Now, for those conspiracy theorists who just don't think logically, who think that the continuity of government has been enacted and that Trump is actually part of now a hard coup, he was previously being attacked with a soft coup, that's nonsense. In continuity of government, you can't have the president and the vice president standing next to each other. So, you know, some of these conspiracy theories that come out are nonsense. What we have to focus on is there are hidden parts to what Trump is doing. He even tells you he's hiding them from you, okay? But he ain't going to tell you what they are. He's a businessman. What's going to be hidden?
His numbers. His sources and methods as well.
Oh, his intelligence, yes.
He's not going to tell folks where he's getting his intel and how he's using it. And frankly, the American people would, if he came out and said, oh, by the way, we've got an invisible enemy and it's the British Imperial Empire. Can you see the average person digesting that?
No.
No.
And when Trump is attacking the World Health Organization, why? Because he is defunding the United Nations. He defunded the World Health Organization, which this is a battle of the World Health Organization against the world. Let's be very, very, very clear about this. Who does that little imp, Mr.
Fauci?
Fauci. Fauci. Who does that imp take his orders from? The CDC, which is a private corporation that owns vaccines only. They don't care about healing anybody. And the World Health Organization. The World Health Organization tells the CDC what to do, but really the CDC tells the World Health Organization, because the World Health Organization is completely incompetent. They take any money anybody gives them, like Bill Gates, like the Carlyle Group, like the Queen, anybody. Oh, you want to give out inoculations to children in Africa? We don't care what's in them. We're not even going to test them for them. And what do they give out? Sterilization shots. They've killed more people, the World Health Organization, than they have saved. They've never done a thing. Name one single thing they've done that's positive. Sorry, you can't.
But I think the South Africans need to sue Queen Elizabeth, because she owns the golden shares of the very companies that created the CV that was distributed. Not just the CV, but a lot of other things that have made their way to Africa. And they have been a target of the British Imperial Empire since Cecil Rhodes' days. She's got a lot of wealth, and she's got her name as a controlling interest of these companies.
Bill Gates and the whole monarchy that get money from all of these eugenic bioweapons all need to be injected with what they inject others with. They would not survive. And now we see even the British monarchy is getting ill. Why? Because they're too stupid to know that they did no research on 5G. 5G stops the uptake of oxygen. It's going to increase all respiratory diseases, from colds to flus to acute respiratory disease to SARS to MERS to this new thing. That's what it does, folks. We already saw that. We've been putting out that for years now. It kills bees. It kills birds. It kills children have brain tumors after 6 months of having these things put on their schools, or if they live near them, the same thing. Massive brain tumors everywhere from 5G. Now, is anybody going to look at the reality that 5G is also a trigger for implanted viruses that are waiting there to be triggered? And we now know that these new viruses are retroviruses. They are DNA manipulated. And it is highly likely that they have nanotechnology involved in them. And all it takes is turning it up to 60 gigahertz. And if you're near one of these, then you are basically being fried from the inside out, which could be in releasing viruses that were put in you by any injection that you allow someone to put into your bloodstream. In other words, the battle is in your bloodstream. Don't let anybody put anything in your bloodstream unless you know what it is and it's a life-saving, you know, effort. Like if you're in the hospital and you need, whether it's glucose or you need the sodium, whatever it is that balances your blood, the electrolytes, yeah, okay, fine. But are you going to really go get the latest vaccine, the latest inoculation, the latest experimental pharmaceutical bioweapon? Here's the deal. Trump has not quarantined America. He's thinking about it for New York because they're sneaking out of New York into New Jersey and other places because these New Yorkers are going to be like roaches who are trapped. And rightfully so. We shouldn't be living in cities that big. I mean, that should demonstrate to you that that entire concept is incorrect, especially if you don't even have in place the medical necessary equipment to be able to handle even the common flu, let alone a pandemic, epidemic, or whatever is being released in these man-made viruses. So Trump said no quarantine. Why? He doesn't want to be liable. Everybody now says China's liable. Let's go after them. Well, how about the governors? The governors who only had a few deaths, let's just get crazy. Let's say a governor had 500 deaths. Well, in Michigan, there was 9 deaths at the time that she called, basically quarantined. Now her attorney general is saying, you see someone outside of their house, call the police.
She's turned Michigan into a Gestapo state, but she's a George Soros operative.
Absolutely. And she wants to be the vice president to run with Biden. So she has to be tough, a tough Democrat who's going to take away the rights when they need to because of their misinformation, like climate change. There is no climate change. The research was all faked, folks. We've demonstrated that. Anyone with any sense who looked at it at any time would know this is a Maunder cycle and that the Maunder cycle has predicted exactly what is happening right now in 2020, not what the climate change predictions, which was really from only one model, from one person who brought the fake Jeff Bezos into Amazon.
Oh, you mean like Imperial College bringing in fake information to get the whole CV scare stirred up in the beginning?
Yes, and then what happened in Britain, then they went into hyper mode, right? Now remember, they have socialized medicine in Britain. Here's what they do in Britain. We only have X number of ventilators, and since you smoked in your life, the longer you smoked in your life, the lower you are on the list and the less likely you're going to get a ventilator. That's the way it works in socialist medicine. Anybody who tells you otherwise isn't looking at the socialist countries like Venezuela, like Sweden, like the attempts in Finland, the attempts in almost anywhere that they attempt socialism. It does not work. Germany's pseudo-socialism. Come on in, migrants. No, now look what Germany says. 70 to 80%, Merkel predicts, of her people will have this. Why? Because they're not checking anybody even for fevers flying in and out even to this very moment. I know this from direct experience of people who just went through this days ago. So Merkel is begging for it to come in. Why? The Queen is begging for it to come in. Why? Because it is the justification for the economic adjustment that Betsy just told you about. There is going to be an economic adjustment. And we've already seen the attacks on all levels. Now it's against the individual human being. Who is the individual human being? You are apothecated. The amount of money that you're going to make that can be taxed at the moment of your birth, and that is your birth certificate. And who owns the right to the apothecation of your entire wealth of your life, which is an estimate, but it's usually pretty accurate. That's right, the U.S. Fed. And why do they own it? Because that's what you're making is their money.
Because we're their slaves. That is what you've just described.
Yes. All of our taxes goes to pay, doesn't even pay the debt to the U.S. Fed for the interest. So now, no, it's going to change. You got to hear Trump say, well, here's what we're considering doing, just dropping the payroll taxes for employer employees, you know, that the Fed collects. But we'll still continue, you know, with Social Security and Medicare. But no, why? Because it is odious debt put on us in 1913, the IRS. What's the name of that act? Anyway, when the IRS was created, it was created at the same time as the U.S. Fed. Why? They had to collect the money to pay the Fed. And why did we start with a debt with the Fed? Because they loaned us money through the banks for war, for World War II. And there was also a debt from World War I.
And remember, they always said we should borrow as much as we need to because of the war. And then they made all of these propaganda posters and told us how important it was to win the war. So they actually drummed up us as customers and big customers. Well, that's kind of what Trump is doing. So Trump says we'll print as much money as we need to keep the working people of America going and the economy strong. It's war.
It's a whole new way of looking at things. He had a couple bankruptcies. Well, thank heavens he did, because he's going to get us through this bankruptcy, because this is a global bankruptcy, in case no one noticed. It's costing, according to my dear friend, who knows a lot about this stuff, anywhere between $20 to $40 trillion, if it's even only 6 weeks, 8 weeks. So globally, this is a reset, whether anyone likes it or not. Now, here's what's going to happen. As we said, he's been attacked on all fronts. This is the last attack. It's one of the last attacks, because with this should bring down the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Health Organization, and any other United Nations organizations that are globalists that we pay money to, that is simply a ripoff so that they can do the exact opposite of what they say they do. The peacekeepers rape more people than anybody. They rape more people. I won't even get into the statistics. But the peacekeepers of the United Nations, they do not keep the peace. The World Health Organization, they do not focus on health. They are looking at illness, disease. They are the same British people that created Burroughs Wellcome, which is now Wellcome Trust, which then became Perbright, which then became Muriel. And it's who's running it? The ex-head of the MI5, who is called in the James Bond movies M. It couldn't get any more transparent. They put the stuff out in the movies so that they can laugh at it as a conspiracy theory when you then tell them the truth. So the British people are being red-pilled by the fact that we have brought out the evilness of the monarchy in behind all of this. But there's also the evilness that we've brought out here in America. And what we're seeing now is that it's all being exposed, and we're going to see a reset. And the reset is going to look like this, according to what we're seeing now. This is, could change any day, because Trump could change his mind. But basically, what did he say? When he talked about the Fed on a large level, he said he wanted to restructure the debt. Ha! That's what this is. When one company buys another company's debt and they don't have debt, they get to write off all of their income, don't they? That's the way it works, folks. That's called a monopoly. That's antitrust. Normally, it should be a RICO offense, but it's not going to be in this case because it is more than national. It is global. And what's going to happen? Here's what's going to happen. Our credit is going to become our assets. And our currency, it doesn't matter. We're going to keep printing it. It doesn't matter. We own more than 90% of the currency of the world. It cannot fail. All it can do is restructure. So it's going to be sound money in the future. Well, sound money is not going to be based upon debt to the U.S. Fed. And that's what our entire economy of the entire world is based upon, is debt to the U.S. Fed. That's insanity. That's living on credit cards. That's living in the clouds. That's dreaming. That's stupidity. And people go to jail for that if you do it in your own household. But countries do it. And now all the countries are doing it. And what happened? Trump went to war, we told you, a year and a half ago with the Fed, because why? The central banks around the world started lowering their interest rates to zero and giving them free money. And so what were they doing? With free money, they were paying off their debt to us while we sat there and did nothing. That's why I'm telling you, the 362 metric tons of gold that was sent to Britain was for a fake debt that was created in this manner I'm just speaking of. That's what that's about. This is all of the central banks trying to shore up everything they can, knowing that, you know, Deutsche Bank ain't going to make it, that the banks that are going to make it are going to be the banks based upon sound money. What's the only sound money left on the face of the earth?
I would say silver.
And gold in America.
Yeah, I know you always add gold, but
that's
know.
That's it. And that's coined. Only if it's coined for the purpose of currency. So if there is any place besides Britain and South Africa that coin gold, those countries can determine the price of that coin because it's a currency. In America, in 1933, we created the Exchange Stabilization Fund because we simply said the price of gold is going to change from one day to the next. And that huge amount of money is still the amount of money we use to shore up the stock market in these last plunges that we've just seen. The plunge protection team uses the Exchange Stabilization Fund. Well, that's where the Fed is ripping us off right now and giving our gold away. So we got to stop the Fed. The Fed is our enemy, and we've been in a war with the Fed for some time. And that's the reason we should have never allowed them to buy into the stock market. We should have never allowed them to buy securities on mortgages, because that is what America is going to be based on in the new economy. Your mortgage in your house, if you paid it off, is going to be your wealth. Period. There should be no reason why you are taxed for what you already own. That's insanity. Unless, of course, something improvement is happening on that land, and then it would be shared between the people who, you know, what in your local area. So some regional taxes to pay this or that for roads, okay, fine. But for the federal taxes to pay for what? For the military? Well, look what Trump is doing to the military. He made it strong, and now he's not even having to use it. He's reversed all the logic for everything. The stock market, he ran it up to the highest amount 150 times in 3 years, okay? With his tax breaks, with his incentives, with his economic planning, with his forcing of manufacturing coming back to America, with his demand of expatriation of money that has gone to through hedge funds to offshore accounts, with his tariffs, with so on and so forth. So now what's he going to do? Here's what he's going to do. There are two banks in America that hold millions of coins that are currency. I'm not going to name those two banks. But those banks have been allowed to do that by the SEC, and there was a 4-year lawsuit brought against them, at the end of which they said, we're doing this for the government, for the Treasury. Therefore, the Treasury has always planned to have a basket of assets, including currency, gold and silver, that has been coined by the U.S. Mint. Why? Because you know its weight, its value. It's you can count on it. So a gold coin right now is worth, what, $1,500, $1,600? It could go to $10,000 a coin. It goes to whatever Trump says it's worth. Silver is supposed to be 1/5 of the price of gold. It's been manipulated by these big banks and by the Rothschilds. People forget this, that since Reuters was created and Rothschild started manipulating the British stock market, they have been in charge of the price of gold and silver and later the LIBOR rate between banks, the central banks, all determined by one person in one office who's a Rothschild, the Rothschild Central Office for NM Rothschild banks. They are the ones who set the value for the whole world. That's insanity. Now who sets it? The people who own the stock market, Intercontinental Exchange. Nonsense. Who should set it? Only one person can set that. Excuse me, one group. The people who mint it, who can prove that it is what it is, and who can stand behind it with a basket of currency, which is for us infinite fiat currency, some gold, some silver, some platinum, and some technology. And what's going to be in there is going to be the Miller Act notice, where the president, for that one piece of paper, is going to be worth to the United States government trillions of dollars in the future, and immediately trillions of dollars in full control over the internet, so that we can get the internet freedoms back that we were promised we were going to have, which we do not have. The internet is our enemy, and we now have our commerce on it. But hello, our commerce just stopped. We couldn't figure out a way that we could possibly get control of the internet. This is the moment, Mr. President. The Miller Act is the way. Grab the internet, you grab Silicon Valley, you grab stock market. If you grab the stock market, you grab the U.S. Fed. As you're already grabbing the Fed, you turn it to the Treasury. Then you basically create a new world bank. And it is centered in America, not the United Nations. And then you establish what currencies are all worth, because why? We control the currency of the world. It's up to you, Mr. President. No one ever thought that it could be, and no one ever thought this moment could come. It was going to come in the reverse way with Hillary Clinton, but in this way, you are finishing the first American Revolution, and you truly are the leader of the second American Revolution, and this is not only an American Revolution. This is a world revolution against the globalists and against the people who have kept us enslaved, as we've described to you here today. And this battle has never been engaged before because they didn't even know what the war was. Trump knows what the war was. He knows what these battles are about. And all we're doing is reminding him of what he already knows, because we see that he's taking these actions. So whether we think like him, he thinks like us, or we're thinking out of the same zeitgeist, the same spirit of the times, it does not matter. This is what's going to happen, folks, because why? He's being led. And he's being literally led by, I'd have to say, some type of higher forces for the higher calling of humanity instead of the lower calling of politics.